A scrapbook of grisly memorabilia goes on auction today in Dallas. It may include interesting clues about the capture, execution, and burial of the Argentine-born revolutionary Che Guevara. He was killed in Bolivia 40 years ago this month. Among the items up for auction, a lock of Che's hair. Peter Kornbluh, who heads the Cuba Documentation Project at the National Security Archive, is one of the few people who have actually seen the contents of the scrapbook, and he joins us now. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
So what exactly is up for auction, and where did this come from?
Well, what's up for auction is a scrapbook of Che Guevara memorabilia that was gathered by the Cuban exile CIA operative Gustavo Villoldo, who was basically put in charge of secretly burying Che Guevara in the middle of the night after Che had been executed on October 9th, 1967. Villoldo was one of two contract CIA agents who were sent to Bolivia by the agency to track Guevara down. They were successful with the Bolivian military, and the final stage of this operation was to secretly bury Che to keep him from becoming a martyr. And Villoldo, whose claim to history is this operation, kept a scrapbook of the original photographs, the fingerprints, some of the communications, intelligence intercepts, and before burying Che Guevara, snipped off a piece of I believe, his beard and kept it for himself.
So it's certain that this lock of hair, which has gotten so much attention, it is certain that it is Che Guevara's hair.
I believe it is. I've seen it. There's no reason to doubt that this was a macabre and bizarre keepsake for this particular covert operative.
Why did Villoldo come forth now with this memorabilia?
40 years have gone by since Guevara was executed. I think he saw the possibility of making some money, frankly. I believe the opening bid for these documents and the hair and the scrapbook is $100,000, the bidding's likely to go higher. And also, I think he's going to gain some historical recognition at this point from all the publicity for his role in this operation.
Who wants this? Who's going to be bidding today?
There's rumors out there that Hugo Chavez from Venezuela would like to purchase it. There are others who are involved. Whoever buys this this memorabilia, this scrapbook, these documents, does control an extraordinary history, a nexus of revolution and counter-revolution in Latin America that is still very potent in the region today.
And it does provide some clues to the end of Che Guevara that perhaps were not known before.
It is a very rich and detailed history, very unique, original photographs of his body that haven't been seen before publicly, intelligence intercepts, captured documents that charted Che Guevara's mission, personal communications between the president of Bolivia and the CIA. It's a unique history and one that I hope whoever buys it will continue to make available to scholars and students around the world.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Kornbluh heads the Cuba Documentation Project at the National Security Archive in Washington, D.C.